Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Not so long ago, Venezuela, with its enormous oil reserves, was South America's most affluent nation. No more. When crude oil prices crashed, exacerbated by the government of Venezuela's mismanagement of the oil industry, so did Venezuela's economy. Today, Venezuela finds itself in an economic and political crisis that is steadily spiraling downward. Political repression, economic overdependence on a single commodity, mismanagement of the economy and the all-important oil sector, as well as crime, corruption, and political conflict all contributed to runaway inflation and a declining economy, resulting in shortages of everything from basic foodstuffs to medicines. According to the International Monetary Fund, Venezuela's inflation will rise to 13,000% this year, even as the economy will likely shrink by 15%. Venezuela's neighbors, particularly Colombia, are now coping with an enormous influx of people as Venezuelans leave their country by the thousands. That is why the United States has committed $2.5 million for emergency food and medical assistance to Venezuelans in Colombia and the Colombian communities who are hosting them, said Mark Green, administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. The influx of hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans has strained the medical and social services of Colombian border communities and others throughout the Western Hemisphere, said Administrator Green. Regrettably, this crisis in Venezuela, which is now spilling into the border region, is man-made, the result of continued political mismanagement and corruption by the Maduro regime. Unfortunately, even as people are suffering every day from hunger, lack of basic necessities, and preventable diseases, the Maduro regime continues to deny fundamental freedoms and access to basic humanitarian needs to the people of Venezuela. These delusional and inhumane policies by the Maduro regime have exacerbated an avoidable humanitarian crisis, he said. The United States will continue to support the people of Venezuela. We are proud to partner with Colombia, the Pan American Health Organization, and United Nations World Food Program to help relieve the suffering of people and communities affected by this deteriorating humanitarian situation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.